darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Everything began in that small town of Bethlehem. He stepped into human history that Christmas Eve long ago. Yes, Jesus, he took on flesh. He took on flesh. He became man. He became our brother. He became one of us. He came and was exposed to all that we are exposed to. This all happened some 2,000 years ago, as the Son of God was conceived in the Virgin's womb and born into time and into space and into history. This is why we are gathered here this morning at this church, in this particular place. There's no doubt about it. This is the deep mystery of Christmas. Jesus was conceived and he was born. Jesus came to humanity. But the greater mystery, the much greater mystery for each and every one of us to ponder this Christmas is this. Why would the Lord God come to us? Why would the Lord God come to you and to me? Why would the Lord humble himself to take on human flesh and enter humanity in such a lowly way as a manger? Why would he care so much about a world full of sinful rejects and losers like me and like you? The answer? The answer is this. Christ came to humanity to bear our burden of sin and to suffer the penalties of our sin and to suffer again and again on that cross for us. He came to defeat death. He came to defeat the evil one on our behalf. He came to win you and to win me back by his life and his sacrifice. He was born. He lived. He died and he rose. Because he cares for you, and he cares for me, and he cares for this world. He was not, I repeat, he was not content to leave his creation in death and the condemnation of sin. He was not content to let us burn. In order to make all things right, in order to make things new again, Jesus Christ not only had to come to us, but he had to come to us as true man. You see, without God having truly been born a real man, the work of Jesus would be worthless to us. Without God dwelling with us, Good Friday, Easter, and all the rest of the Christian holidays and festivals would be meaningless. Without the Lord putting on flesh and dwelling among us, our salvation would be empty and worthless. Otherwise stated, Jesus had to take up our earthly flesh, and he had to set his foot into this world, into time and space and history, physically speaking, so that he could live the life that we cannot live, so that he could die the death that we could not and cannot die. Dear friends, Jesus came to Bethlehem, came to this world to be our Savior, to be your Savior, to be my Savior. As our Savior, he had to live a life in submission to the law. Now keep in mind, God is not subject to the law. Humans are. Our Savior also had to suffer the penalty that we earn with our sins every day. Keep in mind again here that God doesn't suffer and die. Only us humans do. On the other hand, our Savior's life and sacrifice had to be sufficient for the sins of the entire world. Even if there was such a thing as a perfect man, a perfect human being, that perfect human could only offer himself in the place of one other human being. However, only God can ransom the entire human race. And that is what happens in Jesus. Furthermore, our Savior also had to do battle with death. He had to do battle with the evil one, the devil. Humans, you and I, we are just simply too weak, but God is almighty. What this means is that our Savior must be both God and man in one person. And that is who precisely Jesus is. He is the God-man for us. Today, my friends, do not be deceived, though. Do not be deceived by the soft and gentle and peaceful baby in the cradle. This baby is not some sentimental figure of Christmas fairy tales. No, this baby is Almighty God in the flesh, born unto you, unto me, and unto this entire world for the specific reason of doing battle against our sins, battle against the devil, and battle against the world on our behalf. He was born into time and space and history in order to take our failures and our sins upon himself and to bear the wrath of God the Father on our behalf. Indeed, this birth of the babe into that manger is the start of the long and focused caring march of Jesus to the cross, where everything at the cross will be the same way as it was in Bethlehem. Surrounded by wood, wrapped in strands of clothing, basically all alone and in a rather lowly condition. And so we are here this morning. We are here this morning to remember. We are here to celebrate and hear once again about the historical fact that unto us a child was born. That the Son of God put on human flesh. We gather today to hear this reality. That Jesus gave up all of heaven and earth and took on your flesh and was born of a lowly virgin for you and for me. This morning, my friends, this morning, behold the Christ child proclaimed in the Word of God, who lived the perfect and sinless life you never could, who went on to suffer your justly deserved punishment, who went on to die your justly deserved death, who rose again for you and who now lives and reigns victoriously for you and for me. Behold Christ. The government is upon his shoulder. He is our mighty God and Prince of Peace. He has worked salvation for you and for me. Here is your Lord and Savior. Here is your reason for you to celebrate and give thanks this Christmas day. Blessed baptized saints, he comes to you this very day. His blessed birthday, he comes to you to give to you his blessed gifts of eternal life, forgiveness and grace and mercy, to give to you the very gift of himself, his body and his blood, for the strengthening of your faith, for the forgiveness of all of your sins, for your comfort, your assurance, and your peace, this peace that surpasses all human understanding. This morning, my friends, rejoice! Rejoice, he has come unto his own. He has come to you. You are his child. God be praised evermore. and evermore. Merry Christmas to you, in the name of the one who was born unto you, Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.